A reading from Luke 4:23-24. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' And you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown."
We have to remember that yesterday we were introduced to this passage when Jesus has returned to Nazareth and he is called upon to read the scripture reading of the day, and it is extremely well received. This is a continuation of that, and he quotes, I believe from scripture, "Physician, heal yourself." And then he says, "No prophet is accepted in his hometown." He's about, tomorrow we'll see how he shows that to be true.
Well, he's clearly giving his interpretation of what's in that question, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" He recognizes that they're not going to be able to capture his identity, and he shows them that because of the familiarity, they're going to struggle with accepting him as the one who's come as God's ambassador, as the one representing God's way, and they're gonna have a struggle. And in Mark, when Mark tells the story about Jesus returning to his own town, it says he could only do a few miracles there because of their unbelief. And Jesus is saying, you know, you're going to eventually reject me. That declaration, "Physician, heal yourself," is very similar to what's declared to him on the cross. "If you are who you say you are, pull yourself down off of this cross." And there's a taunting that comes, and we see that Jesus is anticipating that people aren't going to be able to receive his message very well.
There's another phrase where the familiarity breeds contempt. They think they know him because he has been present through his family in this town for a long time. And so he has been a person that's been walking around like everybody else. And so one reaction, one normal human reaction would be, you know, "Who do you think you are?"
Right. Well, I think the contemporary application for us is, I think we need to regularly update people's stories. We tend to hold them in memory to an experience we had with them in the past and judge all of their present realities through that past experience. And we have a limited view. And kind of in a practical way today, I hear through this story, I need to update my stories about people around me, because God's always in the process of changing them and bringing them fully into their identity. I don't want to judge them through past experiences I've had with them.
The other thing we tend to do, if we know of some wrong that somebody has done, some secret we hold on them, we tend to think of them as that singularity rather than the complexity they really are. And I think we've talked about this many times before, but to create a one-dimensional view of anybody is to falsify them.
Right. It's to hold them in bondage and not to see the liberation that God brings to all of us in the course of the journey of our lives.